funny thing happens when you lift up your eyes from the day to day. I have a beautiful park near my place where I often go walking. I realized one day that I constantly had my eyes down looking at the path ahead, day after day. So I decided instead that I would look up, look around. And you know, it opened up a whole new world of beauty and joy. We tend to walk through life like that, looking down at our circumstances, looking down and seeing the problems, focusing on the here and now, don't we? At a time when Israel had spent 70 years as slaves in captivity in Babylon, at a time when all God's people could see was a lifetime of toil, God said this to them, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 26, "Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name, because he is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing." God wanted them to lift up their eyes out of their misery, out of their sense of lostness, out of their slavery, to focus on him, on his power, on what he can do for them. He goes on, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 27 to 31. "Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is discarded by my God? Haven't you known? Haven't you heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He doesn't grow faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and grow weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not grow faint." I wonder if perhaps today you feel faint and weary and powerless. I wonder if perhaps today you feel exhausted. If you do, then lift up your eyes and see this God who put all those stars, trillions upon trillions of stars, in their place. The God who created the whole universe, the God who wants to renew your strength so that you too will mount up with wings like eagles, so that you can run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Lift up your eyes today and wait expectantly on God. That's what the original Hebrew word means there, to wait expectantly, hoping in him, trusting in him. Then you will be laying hold of the might and the power, the love and the compassion of God for you in your circumstances, in your life. That's God's word, fresh for you today.